We have Maria Menounos on the phone, I'm assuming. Do we have her on the phone?
Maria.
Good morning.
Hi, Maria.
How you doing, sweet thing?
We're thrilled that you're with us this morning.
Thank you.
Talking about you're
I'm
a big
happy to be here.
You're a big filmmaker now and everything. My goodness.
Well, I'm very, very happy to be able to have my film in AMC theaters this weekend. That's definitely a feat, I have to say.
Serial Buddies is the name of the movie.
Adventures of Serial Buddies.
Adventures of Serial Buddies.
It's the first serial killer buddy film.
And it's a comedy?
Yeah. It's a comedy.
No, it's quite a cast. Henry Winkler, Artie Lang, Christopher Lloyd, Kathy Lee Gifford, Chris McDonald. I mean, huge cast. That's pretty amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, and they're really amazing in it. They really went for it. Kathy Lee Gifford went completely, like, ball to the wall for it, and so did Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd was unbelievable in it. Henry Winkler narrates it. This is Beth Baer's first role ever, actually. And Cassidy Gifford, Kathy Lee's daughter's first role as well. And so it was best described by a reviewer, I thought, as Dumb and Dumber meets Dexter. And that's basically the movie. So,
all right, that sounds interesting.
So the killings are lighthearted. It's funny. It's not like boring like that.
Now, who are the buddies that are the serial killers?
The buddies are Hal Rudnick and Paul Ashton, and then there are two other ones that meet them along the way and go on the road trip with them, and that's Gian Molina and Todd Wilson. And they're discoveries that we found between the Groundlings and the improv shows in Los Angeles.
And this Adventures of Serial Buddies opens this Friday in New York City, Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, and San Francisco. In all AMC theaters in those cities, or what?
No, if you go to SerialBuddies.com, you'll find what locations. But I know in Los Angeles, it's the Orange 30 and the AMC Burbank 8. So on Sunday, I'm taking a massive group with me, Sunday late afternoon or early evening, and we're going to go see the movie together. So follow me on Twitter, at Maria Menounos, and you'll see which one we're going to if you want to join us. And hopefully your listeners will go. I have cardboard cutouts of me holding the poster in the theaters. If you tweet a picture of yourself to me, I will retweet it.
So there's a chance, Maria, that somebody could get to meet you on Sunday and hang out with you.
Oh, of course. That's the whole point. I mean,
Frank's writing down information
with everybody, and I want everyone to come have a good time. So I'm going to be there. I think it's at like 6 o'clock, whatever the 6 o'clock showing is, either 6 or 6:40. Is when I'm going to be there on Sunday.
What is your Twitter handle?
At Maria Menounos. And if you don't know how to spell my last name, it's MeNounOS.
MeNounOS.
Look at that, Frank. You follow me,
Maria
right?
MeNounOS. Yeah.
Don't confuse him.
Yes, I follow her, but I actually follow her in my car, right? About three spaces behind.
Yeah, Maria, Frank's had a crush on you for as long as, I mean, we've been doing the show.
She knows
together
that. That's why
years.
She won't come in here, because she's afraid she'll fall in love with me.
Oh, Frank, I know you keep telling me you're going to invite me in, and you never do.
Are you kidding me? I got to fire someone today, because I've been saying...
We said, have Maria come in.
We've had you on the phone before, and they said, Maria Menounos is going to be on the show again. And I'm like, really?
You
she's coming
up,
in this time?
You did your hair. You look
and,
nice.
And they said, no, she's going to be on the phone again. I'm like, what is the problem?
Frank, why don't you just come see me at the movie theater on Sunday?
Oh, Frank. Are you asking me out?
I think you should go, Frank. Go see Adventures of Serial Buddies. Yeah.
That sounds good to me. Right before you you called, we were talking about sex education. Chicago passed this thing where they're teaching sex ed to as young as kindergartners. And so we were thinking about when we first learned anything about sex, when your mom kind of named your bits for you. Did she have a name for your bits that you first had? I mean, what was the name of your lady part?
No, we never talked about my lady bits.
Never
That's interesting.
Did.
Yeah, one of our producers, Sammy, said she never did with her mom either. And I called my mom called mine when I was super little my tootle bug. She'd say, "No, I'd get out of the bathtub." She'd say, "Now go ahead, let's dry your tootle bug here." And that,
oh my God, your tootle bug?
My tootle bug, yeah. And then my partner, her mom called it her tween because it was the area tween her legs, so she called it her tween. We still kind of call it that. But you never had a name.
Curious.
Yeah.
No, we never discussed those things. No.
What do you call it now? You don't have a pet name for it now?
Your muffin. So you know she does. But
that's private. That's private.
Yeah,
we're never going to find that.
Maybe you'll find that out on Sunday at Adventures of Serial Buddies. Right?
We also We also play a game with people who call us called Celebrity Twice Removed. Now, before you were in this circle and you know everybody, when you were just Maria Menounos, and you, did you have like a celebrity connection twice removed that was like the one way you could say, oh, I know this person, but it really wasn't directly? Is there who was the celebrity that you knew back in the day that
before
you really
you were
didn't
famous?
Know?
The only celebrity I knew was this guy named Cyrus from The Real World, because he taped The Real World Boston.
Right, yeah.
So that was it.
But how did you know him? Was it connected through somebody else? Was there a couple people that connected you to him, or you knew him directly?
I knew him because I met him in Boston when they were taping.
And then you became friendly?
Yeah.
So
I mean, we met the whole cast, and I feel like we went to dinner with the cast once or something like that.
See, mine was my grandfather's best buddy had a friend who knew Dave Madden, who played Reuben Kincaid on The Partridge Family.
Yeah.
And so when I was little, I'm like, I know the agent on The Partridge Family. That was my celebrity twice removed. That's how I would brag to people.
My dad was a furniture maker.
If you live in L.A., you
yeah.
have someone.
Yeah. My connection was when I was little, my dad was a furniture maker and furniture stainer, and he was commissioned by Cincinnati Bengal Anthony Munoz to do some furniture for his house. So I would tell everybody that my dad did the furniture. That was my big claim to fame growing up as a kid. So we all have kind of...
Cool.
Yeah, we all kind of lame ones, I guess.
And now my kids can say they know Maria Menounos through her dad.
That's right.
Talked to her on the phone once about a movie she's got coming out called Adventures of Serial Buddies that opens on Friday.
Dumb and Dumber meets Dexter.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I think if you guys go see it, you'll have a great laugh, or many laughs, that's for sure.
Did you write this movie, Maria?
I didn't. Kevin Undergaro, my other half, wrote and directed it, and I produced it.
Okay, cool.
So they follow you, and then they can find out on Friday what particular AMC theater is showing it, and it's a big party, and they can tweet a picture of you and the whole movie poster, and then you're going to retweet it, right? That's the deal?
Yeah, exactly. In the L.A. area, I know it's the AMC Orange 30 and the Burbank 8, so we're excited.
And so if everybody who listens to the show goes down there, you promise to actually come in here and be in studio with me at some point?
Oh, my God. If your people come up to me and they say they're from your show... I will do so many things.
Come on, Army.
Oh.
Come on, Frank Army. I need
Hold
you.
Your Frank Army together.
I need the troops. All right, follow her at Maria Menounos.
And
at Maria.
Tweet at me, and I'll make sure I go take pictures with all of them.
Yes, at Maria Me Noun OS. That's how you follow her on Twitter. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thanks, Maria.
Guys, have a great day.
You too. Good luck this weekend.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.